January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AUDIOBOOM. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AUDIOBOOM for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AUDIOBOOM.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Cy Lang says, Cleveland has Friday night pierogies and Lake Erie perch fish fries in almost any ethnic church.
I thought pierogies might be one
pierogies,
there.
Yeah.
I thought pierogies might be one there.
Pierogies is a very Midwestern.
What's Ukrainian and Polish?
Yeah,
what, Polish. What are the two?
Every,
is it Polish
every big
too?
City has a big Polish community.
Yeah, well, especially in the Midwest, yeah.
Yeah, in the Midwest, yeah. Yeah, it's just, this is just so ironic how this is going. You're going to try to sell yourself to Deshaun Watson in between his depositions. That's a first, that's, hey, Deshaun, are you going to be, are you may testifying in your deposition with the 22 civil suits all day, or is there some time where
remember,
we can meet
with gonna
you?
Remember, he's going to answer all the questions honestly, and the truth is going to come out.
Yeah, no. He's not. No, he's going to.
I wouldn't.
You, no, you still don't incriminate yourself, ever. It's always on the record. No matter what you say is on the record.
I cannot recall it's about to be said a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember me moving and touching and gyrating stuff.
When the move where they she said you popped up, like you kept popping your groin, like.
I don't recall that. I had a thing, you know.
I don't recall that. Oh, it's a spasm.
Yeah.
A spasm on my hip.
Yep.
But that's just
ironic that you have to.
Yeah.
It's like you're walking into an 18, a senior in high school, and you're trying to recruit a 5-star, you know. But he's got a few arrests. We're not going to ask him about that. Are there arrests, right?
Well, do you make small talk? Do you say, hey,
how'd the deposition go?
It was good. I mean, mostly didn't remember anything. That's good.
Yeah, don't remember anything.
We don't want you to remember a whole lot if we're going to sell you to our fan base.
No, because you're on. It's on the record. It's
all right.
On
Winter,
the record.
Do you have another one coming up? Yeah, I got a few of them coming up still, but
yeah.
I got one next Tuesday, and I got another one up to Wednesday. So
got 22.
Yeah, this will be going on for a little while. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's up? So is it cool? Like, what's it like? Is it? I've never been in a deposition. For
anything
sexual misconduct, what is that like? What does that entail? It's a bunch of questions. It's,
yeah,
you know, I just try to keep it low profile. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's some gumbo. We think you're gonna like this, and we brought the crab meat separate. We didn't want it to get too soggy. We like fresh crab meat. Have you ever had gumbo? Yeah, I've had gumbo. Cool. Do you know Mike Thomas? I do know Mike Thomas. Cool. You want to be a saint? Yeah. Yeah, Saints would be cool.
I think the Saints would be cool for Deshaun.
It would.
Yeah.
Saints love – New Orleans just loves the Saints, and that's like – that's their pro team. It's the Saints. They don't really care about the Pelicans. Zion,
no.
He could go there. He could be what Zion was supposed to be. Like, he would be – they would love him right away. And New Orleans is just in – New Orleans is good with whatever. The New Orleans fan base is not going to go crazy. Like, we will never take Deshaun. It's never happening. I lived there for a little bit. That's never happening.
No, I've had a lot of experience in New Orleans. They won't give a rat's ass. No, we got Deshaun.
They have a jail like in the French Quarter. They just detain you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not even a real jail. They're just like, just don't mess up the French Quarter. Okay.
I got a couple of Texans first round. We think it's going to be Evan Neal or Icky or Aiden Hutchinson. Okay, or they trade back and they get something else.
Mm-hmm.
That second pick.
Second round. Okay. I didn't know if we're doing our trade pick.
No. Second round. Hopefully you get a trade pick as well.
But you think he's gone by Sunday, so you're going to get one of these first-rounders this year, I would assume.
I would hope. Absolutely you're going to get one of these first-rounders. What about taking the running back there?
Breece Hall? I think it doesn't make a lot of sense. Me personally, I'd be excited about it if Breece Hall were the pick. I think from a team-building standpoint, if you take off your fan stuff and you just go, does it make sense? Probably not. You probably need to build. You're better off probably drafting like a guard in that spot.
How much better is he than Beatty or Haskins?
A lot better than Haskins, a lot better than Beatty. He's a lot better.
He is?
Yeah, he's a lot better. The question is, how much better is he than Kenneth Walker?
Yeah.
That's the question. Isaiah Spiller, I think he's better than Spiller for sure. Kenneth Walker is safer than Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker, I think, is pretty talented. But here's what I'm looking at, John. I would be like, okay, is Andrew Booth, a corner from Clemson there? That's a more valuable pick.
Yeah.
Andrew Booth.
Okay, so if you got Andrew Booth there and you got Beatty in the third round.
Beatty's going to be a lot deeper than that. He's not heavy enough. Like, Beatty's not going to be until like the fifth round.
The fifth?
Yeah.
Fourth
or fifth. So, but like a Zamir White in the third round, a 215-pound five-star out of Georgia who's a tank. That's the question is, do you get a running back in the third or even the fourth round? Because I do think there's decent running backs to be had.
Well, Spiller's still there in the third.
Spiller, Isaiah Spiller. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you have so many needs, though. You just live by your board.
No, I know, but I want to come out of this with a running back.
I think you can, though. That's my point. I'll give you an example. I'm going to pull up just my running backs in this year's draft. So the running backs I've looked at, and which were all...
Kyron Williams?
He's just a pass catcher. He ran super slow, too. He's going to fall a lot. He ran a 4.65 on a fast track, which is not going to help his cause. I'll give you an example. Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
I think Brian Robinson at the end of the third into the fourth round is where you can get a Brian Robinson. That'd be great.
If he was at the beginning of the fourth?
Absolutely. I'd love to get him. Damian Pierce, fourth round from Florida. I'd look at him. Abram Smith, who's a zone scheme back out of Baylor, fourth round pick. Absolutely.
He's a little slighter of build.
Well, he's 221.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's big. Taller. He was a linebacker last year. He is taller. Yeah. He's a little upright. Although it says listed here at 5'11".
No. Anyway,
Tyrion Davis Price, running back out of LSU.
Yeah, I watched him. He's a good running back.
He's got
fourth
some,
or fifth?
I think more like maybe a fifth, but here's the thing with him. Let me pull up his combine size. You want to know how big do you think he is?
215?
Where's my draft thing? He was listed at LSU in the 230s.
What?
Yeah,
is he really?
And he's athletic. He ran a 4.48. He ran a 4.48.
That's pretty good.
At the combine. Fast track, but that's still really good. He ran a 4.48, and I think that he's a guy that, just for example, he's an athletic big guy who has some ability. He's one of those guys that you want to take a look at. That's an example to me of how you can find guys later. He's a guy fourth or fifth round potentially.
No, I'd be happy with that. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. But I want to come out of the. I can't watch Rex Burkhead and David Johnson and Philip Lindsay and Scotty, what's his name, Phillips or whatever. Get a running back that actually you can hand the ball to 20 times a game, throw it to him about three or four times out of the backfield, and have a guy that's actually a feature back. Okay, I know you re-signed Rex Burkhead, and Rex Burkhead is just fine. He's, a third down guy or something, whatever. Get yourself a running back that you can actually cheer for, that you actually think it will pick you up some yards, that will find a hole, even a sliver of a hole with this offensive line. All right, we got a bunch of calls in here. Joe wants to talk about Deshaun. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I want to ask real quick about this Deshaun stuff. I hope this doesn't turn into a free agency thing for Deshaun. I hope that, you know, he lays out maybe five teams that he'd be willing to go to instead of saying, hey, look, I'm only going to the Saints, and if I can't go to the Saints, then I'm not playing again. I hope this doesn't turn into a free agency. How do you guys think this plays out?
I'm worried. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm a little worried about that. I mean, at the end of the day, Deshaun, you gave Deshaun executive powers of veto, and so he can veto whatever you're looking at. So right now you're pre-qualifying. You're like, hey, Deshaun, can you go find these teams? I think ultimately there will be a match. Like New Orleans feels like it could be a match. Here's the problem for the Texans. Really? You're about to trade Deshaun away, and the best you're going to get maybe is an 18th pick? Does that feel like that's great value for Deshaun Watson?
Hell no.
And they can't trade you any of their better players because it'll be too big a cap hit. That's my biggest concern with the Saints is an 18th pick, and then what if they're good after this? You got picks in the 20s?
Well, then you say, well, that's great. You want to get rid of money guys, but we want some of your younger guys, and we'll take – you know, Ruiz or
yep.
McCoy.
We'll take Cesar Ruiz and Peyton. You know what? Here's what we want. We have three runs, Cesar Ruiz and Peyton.
Your draft compensation isn't enough, so we're taking more. You want Deshaun? You got to pay for Deshaun.
Deshaun, find somebody else. We can't get a deal done with them. Who else? Or you just don't play next year.
Longhorn Keith is next. What up, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, real quick, man, before I get to my Deshaun take. Hats off. Thank you for sharing that information about Lesney and Craig. Man, Craig Shelton is one of the best guys I've met, obviously, by following you guys for so long. Just a really cool dude. Prayers to him and his family and to his brother, Kevin. Man, that was a shocker to hear that this morning. So just big prayers up to him, to his family and to his brother. To the point on Deshaun Watson, you guys made a point yesterday. I think it was you, Lance, that said, you know, you couldn't believe how Deshaun Watson basically talked the Texans into a deal that was not great for them. And I actually laugh at that because this is who the Texans are as an organization. So no one should be surprised or even mad for Deshaun Watson for getting over because the NFL, let's face it, NFL teams hadn't always been fair in their negotiations and contracts with players. So when a player one time happens to get over and it just happens to be the Texans, you should not be surprised that the Texans allowed somebody to get over on them.
I'm not surprised by anything that the Texans have done.
No, I'm not surprised.
Were you surprised?
No, Bill O'Brien was fooled multiple times, badly. To the point that they're a laughing stock of the league. And I'm not saying that. Like, that's not hyperbole. People couldn't believe how bad they were at their jobs.
Yeah. No, that's not hyperbole. No, they sucked at it. We all knew that. Not people in the league. Regular 13-year-olds knew that there was...
Not for everything. A lot of people didn't think that was a bad deal for Laremy Tunsil. We all thought that was bad.
No,
for,
the money was terrible, and not doing a deal before when you did the trade was bad.
DeAndre Hopkins deal was bad. Taking on David Johnson as part of that deal, taking on bad money, was bad. You didn't have to do that. If they're going to do that, then you get a first rounder. You say, okay, we're going to take this on. We're bumping that up to a first rounder. Steve Keim knows he played him. Chris Greer just crushed him in a phone call. We're like, well, what about Kenny Stills also? Oh, yeah, just give us a two. Okay. Like, what? They couldn't believe they got a two for Kenny Stills. Like, it was, they could not possibly believe a guy who maybe could get them a sixth or a fifth could get them a two. It was unbelievable to them. So, yeah, no, everything they did was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
So, I don't know, did you said it yesterday that you were surprised that the Texans did a bad deal?
I don't think I said surprised. Maybe I said something else.
You know what?
Here's one thing I never said. Keith remembers you said something stupid.
I'm
surprised the Texans did a bad deal. I don't recall ever saying. I'm surprised that Jack and the youth pastor gave a bad deal to Deshaun. That was surprising that they would give. I think it's unfortunate you would give a no-trade clause. Because if you didn't, Deshaun Watson would truly be a highest bidder situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, taking a break. 713-780-3776. Obviously, we're taking your calls. John, you're going to be up next here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I want to tell you about Jack's Grill. I was there with my kids last night. I had buffalo chicken sandwich. Snacks got a 12-piece wing deal where he was capped out after 10, like legitimately full, but he also had a whole thing of French fries. My daughter gave up meat for Lent, so she had the grilled cheese, and she wanted a salad with that. Alec was burger. I think Mason was burger as well. We had a great time. We filled out a bracket together as a family. We did. We had five of us, so you know, it's 3 versus 2. Whatever the majority was our bracket. And that's just an example of what you can do there. They had games. They had games on. We watched the 76ers game yesterday. Mason was paying more attention to that than our bracket. We had some great food and just a lot of fun with the family. And that's an example of how you do it. You go in there and there's all kinds of different food options for you, but it's very down-home, comfort food type foods waiting for you. Tex-Mex options, fried catfish, fried shrimp. You're looking for chicken fried steak. There's all kinds of things on the menu. And I can promise you this, it's a great spot for an entire family to go. Maybe it's after a little league practice, or maybe you want to stop in after church. Maybe you want to stop in after the rodeo. You don't want to spend money on food at the rodeo. That's too expensive. Let's stop in at Jack's, or maybe stop at Jack's before. But Jack's Grill has 3 locations, and you're going to enjoy yourself. The grown-ups were out on the patio last night drinking margaritas and beers. I saw them with little kids just running amok. And it's a good time with good food and a great place to enjoy yourself, whether it's just two people, whether it's you and your boys at lunchtime. Maybe you're going in to watch tournament games. Make sure that you check out Jack's Grill.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Hey, don't forget about our Bracket Madness contest. Let's go. Get to ESPN975.com and sign up, because it is fun, and we're giving away 97.5 different prizes. So this is fun. This is good stuff. Let's go. Let's get your bracket in. Did you see the Jokic Embiid battle last night? Holy crap. The thing that, I mean, you can say what you want about Jokic and how he looks and everything else.
What can you say?
I'm telling you, people think, well, he's just a big lumbering. He has got guard skills.
Dude, he's one of the most skilled big men. He's a skilled big man like you'd see in the 70s. He's just not a hyper-athletic guy. He is an unbelievably skilled. You know what he's like? He's like watching a healthier version of Arvydas Sabonis with the Blazers. Like, young Arvydas was a high flyer. He was super athletic. This guy's just super talented. I mean, how could anyone say anything negative about him? Honestly,
no. Well, because listen, the stereotype of him being a big lumbering white guy, that he's not athletic, that he is. I mean, the no look passes, him coming down the court.
I'm gonna hit you with it. You don't have his stats up, do you?
No, he's ridiculous.
Do you know what his averages are right now? Give me a guess on points, rebounds, and assists.
His points are probably 28,
26, flat.
Two
years in a row,
his rebounds are probably 12.
They've spiked this year to 13-8.
13-8. And his assists are probably 6 or 7.
8.1.
He's ridiculous.
His assists over the last 4 years have been 7-3, 7-0, 8-3, 8-1. This is the lowest turnover count. This is the lowest it's the lowest personal foul count, not turnover count. But he's 26, 13.8, and 8.1. If Dream averages, we would be like, oh my God, Dream's have, because Dream did average stuff like that. Yeah. Like 26 and 13 was Hakeem Olajuwon, only we'd say 8 assists. But that's what he does. And he's a legit passer, like really talented passer. from three. He shoots 34.9% from three. Last year he shot 38%, but he's shooting more now than he ever has. Free throw line is where he's free throw line, he's an 80% shooter. He's career 83% shooter. Like, Jokic for his career shoots 53.9% from the field, 34.7% from three. He shoots 83% free throw percentage, and he averages 19.4, 10.3.
No, he's ridiculous.
And 6.2 just for his career. But if you look over the last 4 years, it's really insane. He's only 26 years old. He's in his prime. He and Embiid, Karl Anthony Towns went for, what did he go for yesterday? Was it 50? Karl Anthony Towns had a monster game yesterday, or 60, right? Yeah, Cat had 60 yesterday. So you got Karl Anthony Towns, big man with 60. Joel Embiid and Jokic are literally battling for the MVP on television last night. I mean, I know that we supposedly don't have any big men anymore. We're just not used to the big men. The big men have developed into guys who can step out, too. Because all three of those guys I mentioned can shoot from
three. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think Karl Anthony Towns won the three-point contest this year. So, yeah, these are highly skilled bigs that we're looking at.
I missed that. It's John next on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, John?
Yeah, talking Texans draft, as far as strategy goes, you know, I'd like to have a running back too, but their lifespan is only probably 4 or 5 years usually on average. And it looks like the Texans are probably at least 3 or 4 years away. Wouldn't it be better to spend all your premium picks on players that are probably going to be around 8 to 10 years?
Yeah, I'm talking. I'd be fine with a fourth rounder. Listen, a fourth rounder is a crapshoot. If you can get a decent running back in the fourth round, I'm fine with that.
I think in theory you're definitely right. Although the 8 to 10 years gets thrown out, most teams don't have that. Most teams don't even keep their players for second contracts. So even guys who are in the second round, we saw that with Justin Reed as a third round pick. So
hey, we saw the Bengals as the number one overall pick 2 years ago going to the Super Bowl. So it's, I don't know that they're four or five. Hey, you make a lot of good moves. You get the right quarterback in here, and you never know how good you can
John,
be in
think,
a hurry.
John, I think theoretically, John's right. You probably want to spend your draft capital, your highest draft capital, on players who are likely to be core players over a. You'd shoot for a 7 year span, probably.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
But I'm not like at all opposed to a fourth round running back.
No. Yeah. Fourth round, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I think the original conversation about Brees Hall, you'd love to have it, but probably not the greatest value for a team that doesn't have a good. We're not a good offense anyway.
Yeah. When did Alvin Kamara go? That's it. I don't care.
Third, I think.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah, I think third.
Great pick. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Certainly, if that cornerback is there, like you said, you would rather have the cornerback in that situation. But I want to get a premier back in here that you can actually that actually has a decent chance of giving you a running game. Ryan is here. What do you say, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, got a quick draft question for Lance. I have a buddy who works inside the Texans organization, and they said he told me that they've been zoning in on Hamilton pretty heavily over these past few weeks. I don't know how realistic that is, but you think with letting Reed go, that kind of shows even more signs that they might go the Hamilton route? And what would your thoughts be if they ended up drafting him?
Yeah, I think I've got Kyle Hamilton as the top player in the draft this year. I dropped him a little bit after, I am dropping him a little bit after his combine. It was not the greatest combine in the world. You do want to see, I mean, if you're drafting a safety in the first round, you want him to be a premium athlete. He has premium size. You want to have premium athleticism, but he can cover tight ends. He's a very, very physical hitter. He has played multiple, like split safety, which is two high safeties, played some single high. He can play down in a box. He's an unflinching hitter. He has very good football character. They say he asks a lot of questions. He wants to know as much about football as possible, needs to work a little bit more in the weight room, but they think he'll get up to 225 to 230 pounds. I'd have no problems with the Texans drafting Hamilton. I'd rather they do it. I'd rather they trade back and see if they could, you know, land him at 4, 5, or 6 or even 7 before I drafted him. three. I just think there's players of greater positional value ahead of there. But I have no problem with the Texans added Kyle Hamilton. I think he is a really physical player with a lot of talent. But once again, I don't know if I would draft that kind of player third. But it doesn't surprise me that they're really honing in on him. I think Lovie Smith knows the value of safeties. He's had some good safeties when he was in Chicago. They also don't typically pay a premium for safeties, but Lovie had some good safeties in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. It might be a little early. If you trade it back, certainly it'd be awesome.
Yep.
It's a sixth.
4, 5, 6, 7. At those spots, if you could still get your hands on Hamilton. And if you couldn't, it's not the end of the world, but I like Hamilton. I'd be happy if the Texans grab Hamilton. I just don't know if I'd love him at three, but you know what? What's the difference between 3 and 5 when it's all said and done? Do you like him or not? If you like him at 3, why wouldn't you like him? If you like him at 6, why wouldn't you like him at 3?
How about if the Panthers get him, you get the 6th pick there, you got the 3rd pick, you trade back with the Giants to get more picks. Now, you're going to have a lot of contracts coming up at the same time, though, in 4 years, 5 years.
Well, you probably don't want 3 first in the first round. What you do is trade, and maybe you trade for a future for not the 6, but like you, what you could do is trade the 6 for, like, you could say, okay, who wants the 6? And if somebody comes up there, like, maybe you trade, maybe Washington goes from, I'm just trying to think of who would maybe move up. Maybe,
we'll get the Giants first next
Cleveland
year.
Cleveland moves up because they really want to get their hands on Thibodeau or something like that, or Hutchinson. Let's say he fell. And so let's say you had 6, and they say, we'll give you our 13 this year. And we'll give you the first next year for this pick and a 3rd this year. Okay, well, maybe you consider that. I don't know if that's the true value, because you're probably in the 20s next year at Cleveland, maybe. But you might consider doing something like that, saying, yeah, we'll drop 7 spots. We'll take your first next year, and we'll take maybe your 2nd this year or something like that. You could. I do think Nick Caserio, we're going to find out what kind of GM Nick Caserio is this year. Last year, you don't have a first and second. You can't really move around. This year, if you trade Deshaun Watson and you have 2 first-round picks, you've got the opportunity now, because one of them's in the top 3. So you got the chance to move around a little bit and really maximize your draft. Let's see if he has that talent. Let's see if he has that ability, because last year he didn't move backwards. He only moved forwards. Hey, I want to tell you about Texas Custom Patios, a company that I've done. I'm the one that brought them on the radio because I was so happy with the work that they did. We were looking at, like, Correa's house earlier. It's on the market. You know, I ask a question of a friend who's in the neighborhood who's also a realtor, and she said, your patio that you have 100% is going to add whatever you paid for it. That's going to be the value of your home, because people are looking for differentiators when they get into neighborhoods now. And a really well-done patio with, you know, with a fire pit and the big screen TV and the sound system out there, that's a really big deal, a really, really big deal for people right now. And so now is your chance to take a look at Texas Custom Patios. And look, you're not building a patio for someone else. You're building it for yourself. You can just have peace of mind of knowing that money is going to come back to you at some point if you sell the house. And if you don't, great. That means that you've got a great spot for you to go watch games, for you to go enjoy yourself on a regular basis, where your friends and can come over and your family members can come over. You can have big events. You can have pizza night, you can grill, you can watch March Madness, you can do all that stuff on your Texas Custom Patios patio. So go to TexasCustomPatios.com or check out what they did for me. See the before and after. You'll be pretty blown away. You'll understand why I speak so kindly of them on a regular basis. That's TCPLance.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here at 9:32 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. Yeah, we mentioned the Carl Anthony Towns, 60 points. He sets a Wolves franchise record. Did we mention Matt Olson? Yeah, Matt Olson is headed to the Braves. So Freddie Freeman, it looks like he is going to be a Dodger. They're working on a deal. Unfortunately for the Astros, Jesse Winker is now a Mariner. But the good news is Chris Bassett. Boy, the A's are just unloading. They're going to unload. Looks like Matt Chapman having conversations and getting rid of Matt Chapman as well. The Phillies are showing a lot of interest there. Some signings. J.C. Jackson goes to the Chargers on a five-year deal. The Jaguars, awfully busy. The biggest signing, Christian Kirk and Zay Jones. They bolster, well, and Brandon Scherf.
They're getting hammered a little bit for overpaying for those receivers. Yeah. Probably rightfully so.
Yeah, it's all they should.
It shows how panicked they are with Trevor Lawrence.
Is that what I don't? I haven't looked at the free agent wide receiver market, but is that the best of it?
I mean, that's really high. I'll have to see if anyone's been paid more than what Christian Kirk got paid.
Yeah. Hassan Reddick goes to the Eagles. The Cowboys keep DeMarcus Lawrence and then some other stuff. Carlton Davis staying with the Bucks. Mitchell Trubisky to the Steelers. Teddy Bridgewater to the Dolphins. Brian Hoyer, our very own, one and only, Houston's own Brian Hoyer, a two-year deal with the Patriots as a backup. Apparently, oh, yeah. Well, Josh Donaldson went to the Yankees, right? He and Garrett Cole had beef, remember? And Aaron Boone said he had to talk to Garrett Cole about bringing Josh Donaldson on beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember Josh Donaldson gave him the business.
Josh Donaldson is not a guy that holds his tongue, bites his tongue either.
No. Yesterday, Cameron Smith, how much of the Players' Champion did you watch the whole coming down the stretch?
I watched Smith none winning of it, but I monitored it through a phone app.
Well, you did because you had Cameron Smith minus 200? Or
I just was hoping that Cameron Smith's a good dude. I met him, and one time he took a picture.
If you saw Cameron Smith, what is one thing that you would notice immediately about him?
Nose, big nose.
No, that's not really it.
Well, I think that's what I notice.
It's his long, flowing mullet.
Yeah, I just call it.
Well, it's not being real. Yeah, it's kind of a mullet.
He took a picture with my kids mullet-ly when he was here for the Shell, and or whatever it's called now. And yeah, good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys have a conversation?
No, I just took a picture. I was like, Cameron, can you take a picture of my kids? He's like, sure thing, dude.
No, he didn't say it like
that's
that.
That's how he talks with his hair.
Good day, mate. That's what he would have said.
Is that where he's from? Because yeah. His accent was weird. I thought it was Jacksonville.
No, it was in Jacksonville.
It was a Jacksonville accent.
Victor Hovland and Daniel Berger got into it.
There was a
little bit of a tete-a-tete. On the 16th, Daniel Berger hit it in the water, and he was going to mark. He was going to drop his ball up a little bit closer to the green than he should have. And Victor Hovland, hey, back here, pal.
What happened?
Hey, pal. Well, they went at it. And there was the third player in it had to get into it because they both had to they had to agree because the official said, we don't know where it went out. We don't have any video of it. But Joel Dahman was there as well, and he had to officiate the thing as well. But Victor Hovland was like, you ain't dropping there, pal. Not out of my watch. And so there was a bit of a Are you okay with golfers going at it a little bit on the course?
All right. I want to ask you this question. You've played a lot of golf.
Mm-hmm.
You've played with people you know. You've played with people you don't know. Give me one story where you got into it with somebody that you played with about a rule, something regarding rules, a drop.
It happens all the time.
I'm sure it does. That's why you got to have it. It happens all the time?
Yeah.
All right, so it's because y'all are playing for money, probably.
Well, there are some guys that'll touch it in the fairway. Hey!
What's the worst thing that you've been involved in where it got a little dicey?
It got kind of, with a couple of buddies about moving while he was putting. He was standing behind him, and it got really stupid. I wasn't involved in it, but I was laughing. Because they were ready to go, but
what
these
happened?
Guys fight all the time.
Oh, they do
fight all the time.
Well, what happened?
Well, he's he misses a putt. Oh, that's a shame. And
once he misses, he's bitter. Can you stop
yeah,
moving
yeah,
like that?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, if you don't move over there. Then so, I don't. You know what?
So it becomes
how about
the,
if you stay still while I'm punting?
After he misses, he
right.
And so what happened?
You know, there's all kinds of you know, there's a lot of, but it got they were angry at each other.
Mm.
Yeah, it was on 18 too. And then, you know, then it's forgotten. But these two go at it all. It's actually, it's comical. A couple of guys we play with, that they go at it all the time. But, yeah, that happens all the time, dude. Hey, where are you marking that? Where are you marking? Hey, get your club off that ball, okay? But fluffing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's cheating. It's actually cheating.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's improving a lot.
We ain't doing that. Yeah, we talked about the basketball. The Nets got fined $50,000 for allowing. How about this? Kyrie Irving can't play in the game because he's a Net.
Ooh, Miles Jack getting released.
Visiting teams can come in and play. Kyrie Irving can sit in the stands without a mask on, but he went into the locker room after the game, and the Nets got fined $50,000 for it. It is the dumbest stuff in the history of stuff. This vaccine rule in New York. It's just so stupid. So stupid. Devontae Adams says he's not playing on the franchise tag. He just won't play. Period, exclamation point.
So that just means he's sitting out because he's not retiring.
No.
He's just playing chicken right now.
Yes. Did you see Pete Alonso's car?
The one that flipped?
The one that flipped?
Yeah. He said he's lucky to be alive.
He said that I'm driving down the street and all of a sudden I'm kicking my windshield out to get, he said, all of us, I don't know what the hell happened. I'm kicking my windshield to get out of my car.
Is that his?
Yes, he Instagram? Flipped. Yes, he flipped on its side and he kicked out, had to kick out the windshield to get out of the car. Holy crap. He said he could have died in that. Pete Alonso, the Mets first baseman. Holy crap. Talk about scary. There's some controversy about Tom Brady returning, that whether or not bettors knew he was coming back and bet on it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, how would they know? I think they just probably took his cues when he said never say never or whatever.
Right. One individual in New Jersey who never made a bet with the Superbook asked to make a $10,000 wager on the Buccaneers to win the NFC at 30-1 and the Super Bowl at 60-1. The company allowed the person to bet $1,000 and then shifted Tampa Bay's odds to 12-1.
Mm. It's suspicious, but it's worth taking a shot. You're basically saying, look, if Tom comes
there
back.
There was some insight. Of course, odds. People might know.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo apparently knew beforehand.
Yeah.
He was just there watching him play. When Ronaldo had the hat trick this weekend, Tom Brady was there.
How about the fact?
And then he met him in the locker room afterwards.
That famous people just know famous people, like, hey, what's up, bro? Hey.
Yeah.
And then you do the hug thing, like,
yeah.
You coming back?
Mm.
What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? You know what the deal you is. Know. You know what's up.
Well,
really, let me get down on the Bucks then.
That's a great way to make
Cristiano
money.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, let me get down on the Bucks. Hey, can I tell you, are there any sports books that have Tom Brady will not return? I'd like to fire on that. No. Yes, you can bet it for $500. It's circled. One bet. I'm looking for something a little more robust. Yes, can I offer you this 30-1 Tampa Bay Bucks Super Bowl wager? Yes, you can.
Yes, you may. But only for $1,000. How about that? He wanted about $10,000. I said, no, $1,000. That's it.
That would immediately.
And then he immediately changed the odds.
Well, that would immediately send a red flag up for me. Like, hey, boss, we got a guy over here who wants to make a $10,000. Jerry Avello at DraftKings. Like, boss, we got a guy who wants to make a $10,000. Oh, is it Mattress Mac again? Book it. Take it. He's in a losing streak. No, it's not Mattress Mac. It's a guy who never gambles, and he wants to bet on Tampa Bay. You know, the team that lost Tom Brady? He wants to bet on Blaine Gabbert winning a Super Bowl. Like, no. And he never bets. Where's he from? He's from the Tampa area. Okay.
Nope.
We'll take some of his action and then cut it off.
All right, 942 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know who's not weird? Craig DeCerf.
Craig DeCerf, well, he's got some, he's got some stuff to him now. He's a little different. I don't want to say he's weird, but he's different. But that's why I rock with Craig DeCerf, and that's why people in Angleton do, and that's why people from Houston who bought cars for him for years and years come back out to Angleton to buy their second and third vehicles because of the way he does business. He's different than the other guys. That's something to celebrate. He'll never, right now, where car dealers have all the leverage in the world, he never goes over MSRP. Never. It's just not the way he does business. And he offers the best rates right now on your pre-owned vehicles. He wants to get you the best offers possible. That includes the $1,000 accessory offer for the Chevy Silverado that they have going on right now for well-qualified buyers, 0% financing for truck month for well-qualified buyers there with Chevy. They got 0% for the Chevy Equinox. They got some great Chevy deals. Go to LanceZCars.com. And you can see what the offers are, and you can find out what the vehicles they have in stock are or which ones are in transit. But I can promise you this. Craig DeCerf, his attitude is just different. It always has been from the way that they approach the sales to where you are in control of it, just to the way they treat you after the sale as well. They'll even drive your vehicle up here, your paperwork into Houston if they need to, because that's what their service is all about. Go to LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC out there in Angleton. Chevy, find new roads.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty, 9:45 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you for News of the Weird. So apparently, swiping right can be dangerous. They met on a dating website, Plenty of Fish. A 21-year-old woman whose name is Nika Nikobin, and some guy. They went to the Station Hotel and Casino in Henderson. Henderson. Is near Las Vegas. She took a shower. They had some drinks. They started doing stuff. And then she began stabbing him in the neck. She blindfolded him.
And she showered him, afterwards.
And he said, "What are you doing?" And she apparently, it's in retaliation for an Iranian leader who was killed by a drone strike.
Okay.
She just picked some guy off a dating app and just decided this is in retaliation.
Oh, wait. There wasn't a connection in some way, shape, or form?
They don't say that there's a connection. It was just some guy. Some random guy.
What bad luck.
Yeah. Here. There she is. It's not bad looking. Yeah. I can see swiping right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not.
Well, now that you say it, though, she does look a little stabby now that I know that.
Yeah, she looks like she could stab. I see she could stab you. Yeah.
Get her stab on. Yeah.
But that is that not the worst luck?
Well, that is a bad luck on that one. Why are you doing this to me?
Of a drone strike in Iran.
What else am I going to do this to? Somebody who fired off the drone?
What now? So that's one stuff. Apparently, how about this, Lance? Only fans models want to share racy clips for free to distract people from the Ukraine war. Do you think that we should have more wars now if we're going to get free OnlyFans models?
No, that's not what I'm going to say. But do I think that this is a good idea? Yeah. I think anything that we can do to take our mind off of that, I think it should be in consideration.
You think that we should, that OnlyFans models should give it up for free?
I think snippets.
Just snippets, though. You don't
want trailers.
You don't want them, the whole performance.
Like the thumbnails. Well, I mean, it's their choice, whatever they do.
Yeah.
Is it like a TikTok video that lasts 10 seconds or 8 seconds or whatever?
If you do longer videos, that means you really love the motherland?
You have to wait for like 5 to 8 seconds anyway for commercials. Skip ads, so it's the same thing.
Just, I don't know. I've never been on OnlyFans.
I haven't been on OnlyFans, just talking about in general.
Oh, in general. Yeah,
you probably have to wait for ads.
Skip ad in 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
Free OnlyFans models. A UK driver involved in a police chase. That's a bad thing.
Yep.
A 35-mile helicopter police chase. When they finally caught up to him and got his license, Apparently, that's all he had was a Legoland driver's license.
Oh, that's not what you should be driving with.
So on top of,
what does that mean?
You know, avoiding arrest, endangering the public.
What is a Legoland driving driver's license? What is that?
It looks like this. It's just Legoland. It's not a
real... Oh, you can't drive with that.
No, you can't drive with it. It's just, yeah, it says Legoland driving license in Legoland. I guess the kids have to have that, right?
Yeah.
A self-proclaimed homeless male model arrested. Apparently, he went to Starbucks and got right in the middle of the store, just started pleasuring himself.
Oh, that's not what male models should be doing in Starbucks.
Do you
homeless think, or not homeless? It's not called homeless anymore, John. You need to learn your terminology.
What are they called? No, it says right here,
there's
homeless
another word. What
male
is it?
Model
no,
right in
no,
the store.
That's not it.
It's people experiencing homelessness.
It's the artist formerly known as people with homes?
No, it's something like that, but it's something else. There's a term.
The artist formerly known as a person with a home.
It's not. Don't make me laugh at that. What do we call homelessness now? It's an actual Google.
Indigent.
It's called... No, it's...
Not indigent.
It is experiencing something like that.
Oh.
Houseless.
Homeless now is houseless. Wait. I'm under fire for saying homeless.
Unhoused. That's what it is. Currently unhoused.
It's the same thing as being homeless.
It's kinder.
There's a new viral video out there, Lance, by influencers.
Uh-oh. What are they doing? Is it a challenge?
Yes, it is.
All right, what is it?
Ingesting fish tank cleaner to fight aging.
Okay.
Do you think that you should ingest fish tank cleaner?
No.
If it fights aging?
Well, I mean, you give it a shot. By the way, our local...
Doctors are saying you shouldn't do that.
See? He's called the culture vulture. Uh-huh. He says it's unhoused. So,
yeah, that's they're right. Homeless.
It's unhoused.
Yeah, same thing. I'm sorry, it's the same thing. Elon Musk wants to fight Putin. Who you got?
This fight?
Yeah.
Putin.
Single combat on Twitter.
Putin.
I hereby challenge Putin to single combat.
He probably does. Really rich guys do. He probably has lots of different judo stuff going on. Yeah, he probably is involved with that. But I would still say, I'd still make Putin a big favorite.
Ooh, I don't know. Well, it depends.
It just goes into the trunks for poison.
Well, that's...
And slaps it in your mouth?
Yeah, that's...
100% Putin would poison Elon Musk.
Not residentially challenged.
No,
that's not
delete
it. It's
that
unhoused.
App.
It's unhoused.
Delete that person's text.
That is terrible.
Yeah, Putin would almost 100% poison Elon Musk.
Here's an OnlyFans model. Apparently, the school went...
That's the teacher, right?
She is an OnlyFans model. She's a mom of young kids.
Oh, now, that's right.
They won't let her kids play sports.
Yeah. Because she's too hot.
Because she looks like... Well, you can't see her, people, but buxom, she's busting out of a...
It's buxom. There's leopard.
There's leopard
there's
and
leopard
red.
Prints.
And there's tats and there's all kinds of stuff going on there.
Would you say she's curvy?
Very.
Would you let your kids play sports next to her if you have to go to a...
Yes.
Event? See?
Yes.
So you're different. That's why you should run that school.
Well, that's how you draft the kid.
Here's Little League coach coming out like, we're going to take Aiden.
Yeah.
Which one? All kids are Aiden now.
Yeah.
Quinn then. All kids are Quinn now. Oh, whatever
Colin.
Name.
Yeah, give me Colin. Yeah. Jake.
Jake. Yep. We got two Jakes. We're down to two.
Jake with the hot mom.
Jake with the mom.
Jake.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
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 that
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, okay.
Jake with the mom.
Damn it! You know, other dads look...
He's like,
I knew you were going to draft her, John.
He's a seventh rounder.
I knew you were going to draft
Jake.
He
took him in the second. He's a seventh rounder.
That kid sucks. There's only one reason you're drafting Jake's. You're drafting Jake's mom, aren't you?
Yep.
I mean, in a way, yeah.
One in five people are considering OnlyFans to afford living.
Jeff, the stepdad, coming to the game. And your draft pick was crap.
One in five people are considering OnlyFans to afford living in New York City. Do you think that you should, if you want to live in New York City?
100%. I've seen how much money is made by OnlyFans people. 100%. And I don't, you now you need to be a girl.
Yeah.
You can't do this if you're a guy. No girls are going to pay to see guys. Not enough to live in New York. Well, and even some dudes would. You're still not going to make enough. OnlyFans not for guys. That's not for you.
No, but apparently there are guys on it. Well, I That's guess couples great. Are on it.
You ever see stories about them? How much money
no,
they made?
No, nope. Nope. It's about.
Never. It's always, I used to be a waitress. Now I make $190,000 a month. And all I have to do is show my dirty feet and wear a pig outfit. Like, what are you doing?
Seems like there's
I dress like a pig, I have dirty feet, and I snort. And you make $190,000 a month?
Yes.
Yep.
It seems like there's a lot of former female cops and teachers that yeah. are OnlyFans
Maybe
models
we need to consider our pay structure differently.
Yeah.
You still can't compete with OnlyFans. What, are you going to give them a $20,000 raise?
What do they do?
You know what they do?
They $20,000, they make that stuff. In a week. Do stuff? Do they do stuff on OnlyFans?
Sometimes, yeah. But some of it is that weirdo stuff, like doing dog play. Remember Dell told us about the lady?
She likes
Remember
to be
her
a dog?
Name? She yeah. could... You could lead her around on a leash and water her, and she'd go...
Yeah.
And like, boom, $20,000 a month. And she quit her job.
I'd
she just pretends to be
I
a dog.
I would want more than that for being a dog.
You'd want more than $240,000 a year?
Yeah.
I will 100% pretend to be a dog 1 hour a day for $240,000. Immediately. Today.
Okay. Somebody put out yesterday, if I gave you $3 million, would you run a mile a day for the rest of your life?
Yes.
A mile. Now, you have to commit. You have to do it every day. Cold, rain, sleet. A mile a day, every
and
day.
And it's just one $3 million thing.
Does, one $3 million, that's
does
it.
Does the IRS get any of it? It's tax-free, right?
No, you're getting paid for performing.
So
of course
you'd
it's
tax-free?
To,
I have to pay taxes?
No,
yeah, it's a half mile.
No, it's not a half mile. It's, yeah. Well, it's six-tenths of a mile, probably. You'd have to do six-tenths of a mile.
Dell told you Dell, you
no,
know what
I
we're
did
talking
that story.
About.
I did that story.
No, the girl who was pretending to be a dog or whatever, yeah. I thought Dell did told us that story.
No, it was on News of the Word.
It was. But it sounds like something Dell would say.
It does sound like something. It sounds like something Dell watches on OnlyFans. That's what it sounds like.
Man, I wish I was on OnlyFans.
All right, we're done.
Instead of doing a show with you.
Noah said we got to go. So Noah's been bossing us around the whole show. Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. It's about to be legendary. Yeah, we're going to be legendary. Going to teach more lessons. Got this feeling in our souls we carry. It's about to be legendary. Bye, bitch.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.